This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Name of the show, because we want to know. You call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and lay it on us at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Your studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. We're at the Wolf Pup Daycare in Watford City, North Dakota today, celebrating some great daycare innovation in the community. Just found a way to get it done. Beautiful facility. You'll have capacity to upwards, not quite 300 kids, but pretty darn close. They've been as high as that. Now I'm in the mid 200 range right now. Great story. Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford scheduled to join us last hour. Got tied up in a meeting, but he is going to try and stop by this hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in the Talk Radio Town Hall as well. And we're brought to you in part today by our friends at Heels. Randy Holler down there in Hettinger, 20-plus years. He's been part of the team at Heels. Great guy to stop and see. Likes turning a wrench and working on classic cars, driving classic cars. Matter of fact, you can stop in and see him at the Hettinger location of Heels. Great company to work for, he tells me. Love helping people. Finding the things they need to get back on the road or back in the field, very rewarding. Very proud of the customer service and the knowledge of the products that the team has at Heedalls. He says, our people really make the difference. And, good example, he said, most of our customers, we see them twice a week, even in a rural area like that. Sale day, delivery day, we take care of them. They take care of us. Really enjoys it. I said, what's your first car? He said, it was a grandpa car. That would be an old 88, a grandpa car. Yeah, 65 Oldsmobile Dynamic 88.
Oh, now that'd be fun.
Yeah. But he said, it started, and it got me there and back. That's a typical North Dakota thing. Right? Just, it worked. And now he's got an 09 Mustang. He's got a 1930 Ward Rat Rod, so working on lots of stuff. Look at this fella here. How you doing, buddy? You need some candy? We have a gentleman here that is looking for some candy. I don't blame him. What is that right there you found? Pardon me?
Angel.
Is that right? That looks very good. I'm glad we can interact with some of the students here. That looks like a nice candy. That's a peppermint. You know what that is? Yeah, you like those? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Do you want to? Can you come here and be on the radio for a second? Can you tell me your name? You don't want to be on the radio? How come? He's gone, ladies and gentlemen. Little chopper and a cowboy hat. In here for a piece of candy, and he's out of here. Not going to talk to me. No time for that. No way, no how. Can't do it. All right, I totally understand. We're waiting for Congressman Cramer to call on the Talk Radio Town Hall. In the meantime, Sherman wants to chat here. Sherman and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to comment on Sarah Palin. I listened to her speech last night live on Max News for 18 minutes. And I think what she's up to, she wants to run against that socialist Republican Lisa Murkowski up there in Alaska. I think that's why she's backing Donald Trump, because you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. He's got the money.
Get the Donald to come up and campaign for her in Alaska, maybe? You think that's what it's all about?
You bet.
I think she endorsed him because she thinks she's going to win. And that, it's what we need. I also think she wouldn't mind being Secretary of Energy. I think she even said that. Me and his cabinet, although he said in an interview, it wasn't like she was asking for anything. So, good take, Sherman. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others, welcome, and talking a lot about that today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Scott.
A lot of folks been weighing in on that Palin endorsement of Donald Trump. What did you make of that?
Well, it's certainly entertaining, to say the least. What's interesting to me about it more than anything, and I think it's fine. I think it's exciting. It's certainly, as though he needed any help, it certainly keeps him, in the limelight, dominating the news coverage. But all in all, the beauty, in my view, the beauty of Iowa and New Hampshire is that endorsements don't matter because everybody gets to size these guys up for themselves. So it's, you know, it's, like I said, it's glamorous, it's fun, it's exciting, it's fine, but Donald Trump's earning every vote himself. He doesn't, you know, and really, I don't know that he has a lot of value to that part of it, but it's, like I said, it's, I love active democracy, as you know. I, the more the merrier, the more the people weigh in, and people shouldn't be neutral on these things, so it's great.
One of our texters earlier said, guys, both my parents, longtime Kennedy Democrats, are considering very strongly voting for Trump. Seems to be bringing some new people into the fray.
Yep. No, that's exactly right. Now, the irony is that Sarah Palin is a, you know, a conservative icon, and you know, Kennedy supporters are going to support Trump. And that, you know, I do think there are a lot of people that haven't quite added up all of the issues and the positions and determined whether what you know where he stands in the philosophical spectrum. But even that is, in some respects, secondary to what you know what concerns other people or other things that concern people like. You know, will he shake it up? Will he rebuild our military, which I think many Democrats are concerned about, and rightfully so. And I think another, the answer to that is yes and yes.
We have another texter here asking a couple of questions related to candidates on the other side of this presidential race. Mm. How can Hillary run for president when she could not handle the job of Secretary of State? She could be brought up on charges for Benghazi. And another that says... why haven't conservative Republicans like Congressman Cramer taken any legal action against Hillary?
Oh, my goodness. There's an entire select committee in the House of Representatives taking legal action. Not to mention the fact that yeah, I know Kevin McCarthy got in some trouble for suggesting that the whole point of oversight in Congress was for political gain. The reality is that you know political ramifications are the result of good oversight in Congress. And Hillary Clinton's everything we're learning about Hillary Clinton, including today, as you know, it was released yesterday that this week the Congress received a letter from the Inspector General of the intelligence community that Hillary Clinton had been storing not one, not two, but dozens of not just classified, but the highest level of classified emails on her private server after she said she didn't have any classified emails on her server. We now find out that dozens of them were on there and exposed to the enemy. So she's got plenty of problems, but it's not Congress's fault that she did these things, but there's no question that Congress deserves a good deal of the credit for its oversight that brought these things to light, much like we did with Lois Lerner and the IRS, much like we did with Eric Holder and the Fast and Furious scandal, which has now been Congress has won another victory in court yesterday as a result of a judge ruling against the Obama administration, saying that the Fast and Furious documents that have been requested by Congress need to be turned over to Congress, even though he's tried to exert executive privilege to not to do that, which is exactly why Eric Holder was held in contempt, by the way, because he wouldn't cooperate with Congress's investigation. So, you know, I would suggest that the Congress is the reason that these people are having their legal problems. I shouldn't say the reason. We have facilitated what the sunshine, if you will, on their illegal activity.
Chad Fargo, question for Congressman Kevin Cramer on Obamacare. Go ahead, Chad.
Kevin, I got a question for you. Why can't you guys somehow or another get enough Democrats to see the light that Obamacare, number one, is a disaster, number two, is taking our GDP, is going to go down the toilet because most corporations that are paying health care cannot give raises to their employees due to the fact that Obamacare is sucking up every extra dollar they got? And number three, why have you guys not sat there and figured this out? I mean, it's so point blank open.
One would think it is open and obvious. We've voted several dozen times, I say we, that started before I got there, to repeal Obamacare. But the most successful vote we had was just a couple of weeks ago because we took control of the Senate and the House both at the same time for 1 year now, and we passed a reconciled budget. We were able to use that tool of budget reconciliation, which allows within Senate rules, as long as we stay within the rules, to pass a bill with a simple majority. Again, as long as you stay within the rules, most specifically the Byrd rule, which means you have to deal with revenue and budgets, we were able to repeal the vast majority of Obamacare and put that bill on the president's desk. Now, that said, he vetoed it, of course. But it does at least show you what could happen if there's a Republican president who would sign a bill like that, that even without a 60-vote margin in the Senate, there are tools that we can use and we have been using that have led to a veto. But it certainly shows all the American public, and including, by the way, because your first question is an important one, about why can't we convince more Democrats to see the light? It's hard to help Democrats see the light when they're sort of blinded by their loyalty to this president. But one of the groups, the traditional Democratic groups that strongly opposes Obamacare, especially the Cadillac tax, which we were able to repeal or put a 2-year stop on in the omnibus spending bill last year, with Democrats voting for it, are of course the labor unions. So we are starting to get some of that Democratic support, but it's tough when the president uses that bully pulpit.
Oh, I appreciate the call, Chad. Thank you very much. It sounds like you got a follow-up. We'll try and get that in quick. Coming up, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day. PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper. And $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1. Big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each. Or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss for just $1.99. 1.5 liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're back on the Talk Radio Town Hall, Wolf Pup Daycare today. Still hoping to hear from Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford before we're done today. Congressman Kramer here with the Talk Radio Town Hall as well. And your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can phone us up at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd with your questions or comments at 701-226-8503. at 701-226-8503. And, of course, always welcome your calls at 800-228-0553. And 0550, rather. I don't know where that came from. And locally in Bismarck, Mandan. You're listening on 550 K-Fire, and you're in and around Bismarck, Mandan. You can dial us up at 250-258-0550, 258-0550. All right. Chad, I think I heard you ask a quick follow-up question on Congressman Kramer's answer there. Did you have something else you wanted to ask the congressman? Okay, Chad didn't, and so he got his question answered.
Okay.
We have some off-air calls that have come in for Congressman Kramer on a number of different topics, so let's get to a few of those. Go ahead and roll out.
I would like to know when he is going to introduce a bill to repeal the Congressional Retirement Plan, which, as far as I know, nobody ever got to vote on except the people that are receiving it. I think it's time they get off the pork barrel, get rid of that, and get on Social Security like the rest of us. I would like to hear his response. Thank you.
Well, to be honest, I'm not overly familiar with the plan. I've heard a lot of rumors, which I wish were true, because if they were, I wouldn't serve more than one term. So I know that the more I put into it, it's sort of a 401k type of a plan. It's a defined contribution plan that I contribute to, and the employer contributes, you know, a like amount up to like 4.5% or something like that. I don't know all of the details of it. As far as Social Security, there was a deal, and I have to do a little more research on it. I know I have a paper on it a number of years ago where Social Security was traded for something else. But it's just not something I'm overly familiar with, Scott, but I'm happy to check into it. Although I'm not really sure how that helps America if members of Congress don't, you know, aren't allowed to have a retirement program that they pay into. But I do know this. We did increase a couple of years ago, one of my first, I think my first year in Congress, maybe the second one, we did increase the contribution requirements of the members of Congress into the fund to get the same amount back. So I do know that there was something there that changed the balance a little bit more, more of the onus on the member, on the employee, if you will.
All right. Next one question, I think it's one on the Trans-Canada Keystone XL pipeline, as well as the country of origin labeling issue.
Well, Trans-Canada pipeline.
I read your comments about the Trans-Canada pipeline. I'm afraid the American taxpayer is going to be on the hook for $15 billion. Another losing proposition there. People are tired of it. The whole country's losing on everything. And by the way, where's the integrity in the office? You guys get together or something? I mean, look at Ted Cruz. He's a Canadian. It's technicality, but if you ignore the technicalities because you like them, pretty soon you end up with nothing.
Okay, that was weird. I don't know what he's talking about. I have to be honest. I'm not sure how the taxpayers get stuck for $15 billion because of the Keystone XL pipeline. The president deemed it disapproved, and of course not a single taxpayer dollar goes into the Keystone Pipeline, which is the beauty of the program. The thing is completely private funded construction and transportation system that moves North American oil into the market and displaces foreign oil or displaces Venezuelan oil in the United States. It would generate probably several billion dollars for the American economy, but it wouldn't cost the American taxpayer a penny. So I'm not really sure if he's for it or against it. With regard to Ted Cruz, this is what elections are for. I'll vote for Ted Cruz if he's a Republican nominee, but North Dakota isn't participating in the Republican endorsement or nomination process for presidential candidates, so I won't have a say on that one. But that's what the beauty of America is, that a majority rules. Sometimes we don't like the majority, but at least we have the vote.
Well, soon we're going to give our listeners a chance to weigh in on that use the Talk Radio Town Hall to hear from some of the presidential candidates. So that'll be something we look forward to give North Dakotans a voice on that front. All right, let's take another. He did have some comment about cool, I guess, in the front of that.
Yeah, I wanted to get that one back, Scott. I handed that out. It was more about why he was in favor of Trump because of his comments on country of origin labeling. That's why he's a big supporter of Trump.
Yeah, sometimes we just get to the actual question because if there's just a comment, it doesn't do us much good, when at least on the talk radio town hall side of things. But okay, let's see another one. Todd, what was one about the convention of the states? This has come up before.
I'm wondering what Congressman Kramer's position is on this convention of states. I'd sure like to hear his opinion.
Sure.
Thank you.
I actually think that a convention of the states is the better way to go about amending the Constitution. It's certainly the most decisive. It's most empowering. I think it's the most likely to have success, frankly. And you need the states anyway. I mean, if you're going to have a constitutional convention, you need ratification by the states anyway. So I like the move. Now, I would tell you, and I would warn one thing about it, and frankly, it was funny. Somebody asked this, last week. I was at in Baltimore, and the breakfast speaker was George Will, and somebody asked him about that. One of our members asked him about it, and he said, you know, that's all well and good, but he says, I want to know who's going to play James Madison. And then he went down the line. He said the closest thing to a miracle he knows of is 55 geniuses that lived near each other near the Atlantic Ocean, you know, a few hundred years ago, that came up with the Constitution of the United States. And so far, he doesn't know if there are 55 people like that among the 320 million that live here. And that therein lies a bit of the problem. The other thing about reopening the Constitution at a constitutional convention is we as conservatives think we've got it all rigged, that everybody at that convention would be all for what we're for. And the reality is that our country's not what it used to be. And if you don't like the politics of the country, just know it's a reflection of the country. And I see that up close and personal every day in the people's house. So, you know, we want to be careful what can of worms you open up sometimes, too, when it comes to changing the Constitution, because it's proven to be pretty darn good. And as much as we might like to improve it here or there, it also opens up the opportunity for mischief.
I need your answer in less than a minute on this, but speaking of the Constitution, a victory for the conservative argument against Barack Obama on the immigration amnesty issue, because the Supreme Court's going to take this up, right? Some further proof that you guys are making the right case here. This is unconstitutional.
Yeah, so I signed on to an amicus brief. Actually, the House worked with a number of governors that filed this lawsuit and, of course, stopped the amnesty overreach in the president's immigration amnesty or executive order. It was upheld by the Fifth Circuit, and now the Supreme Court has decided to take it up. We'll see how big a victory it is when the Supreme Court makes its decision, because it's it's proven to be been unpredictable, to say the least. But I think it's just as well that the Supreme Court's going to weigh in.
Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting one to follow. A couple of good developments in that front. When we come back, I want to talk about the governor's race. We've talked a lot about the presidential race here today, but the governor's race and your take on the candidates in that particular race. And in fact, we have three now. Also a little bit about another blow to coal, an attempt by the administration on the leasing that's just unbelievable, and Fast and Furious with an update, too. So stay tuned for all that coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlo Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlo Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlo Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlo Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlo helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlo absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746. This is a limited-time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's a new Polar Service Center in Williston, North Dakota. Polar Service Center has 30-plus service centers like these all across the U.S., North America, actually. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have a location in Kildeer, one in Billings as well, but they've added one in Williston. Now, you hear and read headlines and watch things about how people are downsizing and laying off and everything. They're adding people. They're adding services, now doing bumper-to-bumper mechanical services. So whether you need it on the truck or the trailer, they've got it. Of course, world-renowned for their service on tank trailers. Tank Wash in Kildeer, North Dakota, Collision Repair in Billings. And a part for a tank trailer is what you're looking for? You're going to find it at Polar Service Center. They have it, and they deliver it. So you can't go wrong there. Call them at, find them online, I should say, at polarservicecenters.com. Call them at any of their locations. Williston, Kildeer, Billings as well. They'll take good care of you. Their location in Williston, if you haven't found it yet, is right by the Loves, Peterbilt, Ramada, right there, Highway 2, just west of Williston, on Highway 2. Tell them Scott sent you. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions, your comments, welcome at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's talk about the governor's race for a minute. We spent a lot of time today, not so much in Talk Radio Town Hall, but a lot of folks buzzing about what Sarah Palin's endorsement means for Donald Trump in the presidential race. But, you know, since we've been, you know, talked last, I guess, was that last week? I don't even remember it. The days all run together now. But Doug Burgum's entered the race for governor in North Dakota. Yeah, it was last Thursday. So what does it mean?
You know, Scott, I think it's very exciting, frankly. And much like Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump and the fact that we've had, you know, what, 15, 16, I don't know how many at the peak, Republicans running for president. We have three candidates running for governor in North Dakota, which is more candidates than the Democrats have running for everything. So I think it tells you that the Republican Party is where the action is. And, you know, Doug getting into the race, I think, is exciting. It's a new person, not new to politics, and certainly not a name new to politics. My goodness, his mother was a Republican National Committee woman. You know, he's got family that's been active in politics for a long time, and Doug's been active. But he brings, you know, another perspective, another experience. And so having three really qualified people running for governor of North Dakota, running for the Republican nomination, is very exciting to me. And just demonstrates we're the big party.
What advice do you have to Republicans? You know, some of the Republican establishment would see this as this is not helpful, right? This is now a battle for the Republican nomination and one that will ultimately go to the primary. You obviously had a similar decision to make at one point, decided to go right to the primary, so a lot of folks are comparing Doug Burgum to you. The Fargo Forum, not favorably, mostly because he doesn't have experience in having done this before. As a candidate, you had been on the ballot a number of times prior to put that run. But what advice do you have for Republicans about, you know, that the sort of hand wringing that's going on right now?
Well, I don't know about the hand wringing, but I can tell you is that this is exciting for the party, and the party should embrace it, and I think they are, welcome it. They ought to open it up as wide open as they can to as many people as possible. I remember when Ed Schaefer ran, we had multiple candidates. He won on a second ballot at the convention, brought in a bunch of new people, and some of the old guards sort of wrung their heads a little bit over that, but these are people that are now active in our party. When John Holman ran, it was a contested governor's race at the convention. He brought in many, many new people that were new to politics, new to activism. Prior to Ed Schaefer, we had a sum total of 3 state elected officials and 1 chamber of the legislature that was Republican. Because of the prying open of these doors, I think you've just seen the party get more and more open. So my advice to the party is embrace it and welcome it. And then I think at the end of the day, Scott, that the exciting thing to me is, and I remember back, and I don't remember what year it was, but when Clinton Burdick was up for his last, you know, reelection, we had multiple Republicans running for the endorsement that Earl Strindon eventually got at the convention. But they had I remember a statewide TV debate among the candidates. Everyone was watching what the Republicans were going to do. When I ran, frankly, the first time, or when I ran and won the seat I now hold for North Dakota, there were 5 other Republicans running for the endorsement at the convention. And as you said, I went to the primary, but prior to the convention, I participated, I think, in 2 debates I can recall. One that was broadcast statewide on public radio, and another one that was put on in at the Fargo Theater, or at a theater, I think it was a community theater in Fargo, put on by the United Republican Committee, Cass County Republican Committee, that all 6 of us participated in. And I think that's the exciting thing, is we can have an exchange of the ideas, hear from the candidates directly, challenge them on issues from Common Core to spending to, you know, to social issues to, you know, taxation, whatever you want. Because we, between Rick Becker, Wayne Stengem, and Doug Burgum, we have 3 really bright people, articulate spokespersons with, you know, different life's experience. And I think people ought to hear it all out, and it's good to be us.
Yes. And by the way, we have a request for all of the candidates. Have Rick Becker is scheduled, waiting for answers from the Burgum and Stengem camps on when we can do interviews here. But good suggestion. I think the debate, too, is in many media forums, but certainly we'd love one here, you know, make it nice and easy for these folks to.
I think a talk radio debate on your show, Scott, is perfect. It's statewide. It's, you know, a lot of Republicans listen, as I've learned. I think it's the perfect place to have a 3-person gubernatorial debate. I think that's a great idea.
All right. Well,
I can't imagine they wouldn't all want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if they don't, then I'll say call Kevin. He thinks it's a good idea, and so do we. So, and again, it's all for the voters. So it's good stuff. Let's talk about coal. I mean, it's just amazing to see an industry be battered by a government. You know,
never
I mean, answer. it is so. I don't know. It shouldn't happen here. I'll just say that. So this latest decision on leasing, what does it mean for the coal industry in North Dakota?
Sure. So on Friday, what happened is the Obama administration announced that they're going to immediately halt most new coal leases on public land. Now, North Dakota doesn't have coal under public land, but we have a lot of public coal, and I can explain that in a little bit. But this hold on leases or new leases that was announced last Friday is in preparation for launching a minimum three-year process to get this now. I'm not going to make it up. I'm going to tell you exactly what they said. To account for the environmental and climate change impacts of coal mining, so in other words, they want to add to the cost of the coal, the federal coal, the social costs, which of course are strictly arbitrary. And this is right down the middle for Barack Obama, who promised to bankrupt coal. Now, why does that matter? the reason it matters is that while North Dakota has, you know, depending on the year, 15 to 20% of our coal mined is federal coal, and it's federal because not because it's under federal land, but because of the second wave of the Homestead Act, that the federal government kept the minerals. But because 40% of the coal that is mined in the United States is on federal lands, and in some places like Wyoming, where a lot of North Dakota's electricity is generated by Wyoming coal, and North Dakota companies, I might add, have generation facilities there, 90% of their coal is federal. So this is a killer, and lest anybody doubt, Hillary Clinton was quick to jump on board and say she promises to see this thing through, because obviously it won't be done under President Obama. It won't be finished, this three-year, multi-year study. It'll be the job of the next president to see it through, and she has promised to do exactly that. So if you wonder if elections have consequences, pay close attention.
Yeah, I'm looking at actually a quote from her. Hillary Clinton would see through to conclusion the extensive review of coal leasing that President Barack Obama put in motion today if she wins the presidency. From a spokesperson. That's going on the way
to
say
it. It is hard to believe, though, like you said, it shouldn't happen in America, where the government works this hard against low-cost, abundant energy sources that the taxpayers own. We own it.
This is about propping up your friends, right?
Yeah.
And in the green energy world, at a time when they claim to want all of the above. You can't claim to want all of the above and then stick it to coal like that.
No, except they would say, well, the coal's below, so coal and oil and gas, they're all below. We're for the stuff that's above the ground, some crazy thing. Who knows?
Yeah, but you see real additional impacts to everything we already know about the uncertainty and the Clean Power Plan and all of that because of this decision by...
Oh, for sure. Now, this next week, we're going to vote on the STREAM Act. That's an act to rein in the Interior Department's stream buffer zone or stream protection rule, which is designed to kill coal as well. It's the original rule, which was passed in, like, I think it was 1983 and then updated by the Bush administration. But then the day that Barack Obama became president, the Sierra Club and some others sued the administration, and they gleefully took on the lawsuit and changed the rule to kill coal, not just in the Appalachians, but in the prairies of North Dakota as well, which is not even remotely related. So we're going to vote on that next week to try and stop that. So it's all part of the same plan. But Scott, here's what I want to the degree there's any encouragement here. This is why what Paul Ryan and what we were able to get done late last year, going into this year, is so important as it relates to going back to regular order. The pledge from the Senate that they will take up all 12 appropriations bills after we pass them in the House and send them over. Because when we take up 12 different appropriations bills, and we'll get to the Interior appropriations bill as well as the Energy and Water appropriations bill. They're two separate appropriations bills, two of the 12. We will, as Republicans in the House, we will put stops on all of this stuff as conditions of passing those appropriation bills. We'll do it in plain view. We'll do it with amendments. We'll do it on the floor of the House with C-SPAN and everybody watching, and we'll send it over to the Senate to get to work on it and have the same discussion and the same debate. And that should help us, putting some sunlight on all of this egregious behavior. Now, that's not to say that we're going to win every fight, but at the very least, we're going to have the fight out in public view so people know there's a difference.
Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ron and Lansford, your question for Congressman Kramer.
Yes, Kevin. Thank you very much for having this program.
Hi, Ron.
Very enlightening.
Thank you.
I was in Minot the other day at McDonald's just across from Wesley's.
I've been there many times.
Right. I noticed five young black men working there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to the waitress there, where do you find five young black men to come to work here? And she looked at me and she says, Africa.
Sure.
Can you enlighten me as to what's that all about?
Well, I'm hearing the music, so I'm guessing we're going to have to do it later.
We are. We'll do it on the other side of the break here. Hang on, Ron. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Before the break, we had a caller call in and talk about an experience in Williston, going to McDonald's, mentioning he saw 5 individuals.
Yep.
Was it Minot? Okay, yeah, was it Minot? And he asked, you know, the clerk, where do you find these people? She said Africa. And by the way, the whole call sounded like he was. I don't think he was, but the way it came across is though he was somehow aghast that there were 5 black people serving him at a McDonald's. I don't think that was the case. I think he was just saying that's kind of unusual given the makeup. So she says Africa. I assume she's talking about some kind of hospitality visa or something.
That's exactly right. I think, and you know,
I didn't sense from the caller that that it was a hostile call at all, frankly. But I don't know. But the honest factual answer is, I suspect anyway, again, not knowing the five gentlemen or the specifics, there are a number of visas and that are used by hotels and restaurants that bring workers here. H-2B is the one that's the most well known, I think, but it's limited to 10 months. Visa, three extensions are allowed. There's an E-2 category. There are a number of these visa programs that for various industries. We are familiar with H-2As, which is seasonal agriculture. There's H-1Bs, of course, for high tech. So if, in fact, it's a program like that, it is likely that given the workforce challenges, and there are workforce challenges, as we know in Minot, especially in certain industries, and hospitality being one of them, in all likelihood, they are part of some sort of a visa work program.
All right. Hope that answers his question there. We have someone here to say hello, since we're actually in Watford City today at the Wolf Pup Daycare. Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford is here. Hi, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Brent. I sure hope you're not missing out on the sale of a big pickup or something going on Scott's show like this.
Well, I think Scott wanted me here a little earlier, so I'll have to beg off on that issue because that's what I was trying to do at the time.
Oh, good.
And obviously, trying to disrupt commerce and
and every one of those commerce transactions ends up being, so how about this new building in town and how about this project we need to fund?
Sure.
And so it's fun. It's always
it's
something new.
It's good to be you.
And you've been busy too. I tell you what, since we've last talked, you've got the export ban through, so we're pretty excited around here.
We are. I bet you are. But that doggone prices keeps coming down. And as we kind of knew it would happen after we lifted the ban, but the good news is that we've got access to a lot more markets. So, it's all good. And we're able to get some tax deductions made permanent that should help a lot of your small businesses as well. So
that was great news as well. We noticed that just in the depressed environment we have with pricing of oil, I mean, people are still needing to buy, and there's still some tax planning that happened after the 179 was in place. So that's appreciated too. But yeah, we're just building for the next opportunity when the prices inevitably go up. We're making sure that things are done the right way, and we're ready for it. And we know it's coming back. It's just a matter of when. So we appreciate your efforts.
Well, I appreciate your optimism.
We had a call last hour speaking of that, talking about a number of housing projects. This individual was of the opinion that our projects are going bankrupt, but the rents aren't really coming down. In his case, he had $2,500 rent and went to $2,000. But that term that housing projects going bankrupt, it's like, okay, is that street talk? Is that, a reality? What do we? And I said, well, look, we'll ask the mayor just a little bit about that, in my mind, it seems as though, obviously if there's less demand, the price is going to come down, and the market is sorting that out. But
that's right. The laws of economics are playing out as you would expect. I mean, supply and demand really does rule. And what was happening a year ago was there wasn't enough supply, and the demand was outrageous, but the prices were $3,000 a month. That was only 1 year ago. So in 1 year's time, the rents have come down below $2,000. Now a person could rent for $1,500 a month for a two-bedroom, whereas a year ago you could not. And these rents are still high compared to statewide. But one fact is that the lower the rent goes, the more occupancy they have. If the developer or the owner so chose to rent these out for $1,000 a month, they'd be full. I think that's a very fair comment, very fair statement. But they don't really have to at this point when they're starting to rent these out to an acceptable occupancy percentage in that $1,500 a month range in Watford City. So we're still high compared to the rest of the state, much better than a year ago. Not quite where you'd want it to be if you're moving to town for one of these jobs. You'd like to see the same rent as everywhere else in the country. It's just not quite there yet in Watford City.
Widespread bankruptcies or projects being,
we don't have that happening here.
Yeah.
No.
Sounds like markets work. Hey, Brent, I have a question about that. Are you seeing the cost of the development of some of this stuff coming down as a result? Because that's the upside of a situation like this. Oftentimes, is the workforce works a little less expensively, the materials cost less. There are more contractors available. Are you seeing any relief in that area?
There's some, but I would say not as much as one might think, because now there's less, again, supply and demand.
Sure.
There's less contractors here. There's going to be less developers this summer as well than what we've had. So I don't think we're going to see that building price drop drastically. There's some competition where there might not have been some before, but you're not seeing a 30% reduction or anything like that, unfortunately.
In fact, the Watford City High School is just wrapping up its project. I asked the superintendent, Steve Holman, yesterday, what kind of a premium did you pay? It ended up being about 30%. So 30% more to build the same school in the Bakken versus, Eastern North Dakota.
And you think about why you have to import all of your labor in and the materials. We're still in that situation.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, Congressman Kramer, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. We'll do it again next week, folks. So remember to get those questions and comments in. And Mayor Sanford, nice to see you.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Kevin.
Had a great time at the... You bet. Take care, Kevin. Great time with the Wolf Pup Daycare today. Well-run operation. What a great story. Same with yesterday. Kudos to Dr. Holden and the entire team at the Watford City Schools. God bless you. Bye-bye.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.